Firstly, can you tell us a little bit about some of the equipment on board this balloon?
Yes, well, so it's an interesting mission. It's not one that we at the ANU are actually particularly involved in, but it's an interesting experiment to launch a gamma-ray telescope up above the Earth's atmosphere to look at the galactic centre.
Yeah, right. What sort of things are these instruments actually going to be used for?
Well, one of the things that they're trying to do in detail, as I understand it, is to look at the black hole that we think is at the centre of our galaxy. And one of the ways we can get some interesting information on that is to look at gamma rays, which are very high-energy particles that, thankfully, the Earth's atmosphere normally filters out. So if they don't launch the experiment on a balloon, they wouldn't be able to see it.
Well, that's pretty amazing, because I guess the black hole would be thousands of light years away from Earth. So you mentioned gamma rays. How exactly can they tell us more about the Milky Way and that black hole in the middle of our galaxy?
Well, these high-energy particles, these gamma-ray observations, tell us about very energetic physical processes. They tell us about properties that involve an awful lot of energy, extreme physics that we just don't know about if we look at these things in other wavelengths. So we can learn a lot about what's going on in the center of the galaxy, what black hole physics is doing for us in the nearest big black hole that we have to us here on Earth.
What kind of things are you guys hoping, or is the people doing the balloon experiment hoping to find out of the gamma rays and out of this balloon?
Well, the problem with black hole physics is it's very, very extreme. We would really struggle to emulate any of the processes and the environment that these systems are in here in the laboratory. It just wouldn't be possible. And so it's a case where you actually have to go and look at nearby examples to learn anything about the physics that's driving these things. And particularly with gravitational wave detection now being a part of everyday astronomy with the detections late last year, it's really a great time to understand more about what's happening in the systems that we can study in detail.
Now, yeah, you did mention it's quite a massive thing to do. But for your average observer, I'm sure space can seem really big and daunting. So why should we be spending more money on this kind of space research?
Well, this particular experiment is quite an inexpensive way to get some unique observations that one just couldn't do really any other way. So this is a carefully planned experiment that they put a lot of thought into what's required, what the instrumentation is going to have to do. And then you launch the mission and you take your observations and then you learn a whole lot of new things that we just know would not have access to any other way. So it's a unique experiment to provide some interesting observations on physics that otherwise would be impossible for us to study.
Now, this is a collaboration between the CSIRO and the Japanese Space Agency over there. What is our nation's history with space exploration and research? Is it quite big, or are we only just quite new to the field?
Australia has always been a player in space research from right back when we were testing early rockets at Woomera. We have an extensive industry in making components for the space industry and things like that. But until very recently, we've not had an enormous role in the broader space agency, mainly because we're a relatively small player to this point.
And finally, what does the future hold for space research in Australia?
Well, the government announced last year that Australia will soon have its own space agency. And so people like myself who are interested in instrumentation for astronomy or Earth observation, which can always be really assisted by putting our platforms in space, are really hoping that this will be a new era allowing Australian science and Australian industry to really contribute useful parts and components and drive the mission specifications that we'll be able to do in the new environment.